Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. In this episode, we feature Professor John Ayers from the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences. We join the discussion as he begins to talk about the design of his sustainability course.
But basically, my book is taking the same tack, which is, first off, what is sustainability? Try and agree on a definition. And then, and how do you measure it? Then, what are the problems? You know, why will we be basically forced to change the way we live to be more sustainable? So that's when you look at things like peak oil and global climate change and all that. And as a scientist, I present all the evidence of those problems. And then, here are the problems, and I actually mix in a few solutions, because if you just spend half the semester talking about problems, they're ready to commit suicide. So in the second half, then we focus on solutions, and that's where you really have to be interdisciplinary. I can't focus on just the science. I've got to talk about, you know, social change and the economics, what are the realities of that, and that's when the students really start, you know, lighting up and feeling like they, if they're non-scientists, you know, they can relate to that part of the course. So it's not just, you know, a science course anymore. So basically, when you're teaching a course on sustainability, it's unlikely you'll be able to cover all these topics. And there's a lot of different aspects of sustainability. So this is actually the outline for my book. But just looking at it might give you some ideas of what you might want to cover in your book. And these are the more quantitative aspects, where like the first book is more science-based and the second book is more, you know, looking at the other pillars of sustainability, which more students will relate to. So I just laid the background to it, and then and define what sustainability is, and then look at what the challenges are, and you know, consumption, population, globalization, market failure, peak oil is a biggie, global climate change. Address all those things, and then start talking about, well, if we run out of oil, what are our other options? And so we look at these in detail. Coal. What are all the problems associated with using coal? All the renewable energy sources, fission, fusion, and so on. And then I'm writing this from the U.S. perspective, so I keep coming back to that. What can we come up with a sustainable energy policy for the U.S.? Then knowing about energy limitations and so on, we start looking at water, food, waste and pollution, biodiversity loss, health risks, global pandemics and all that. I mean, all of these things are related to sustainability, so that's why, you know, you could teach a course on sustainability in every department at Vanderbilt, and just looking at different aspects of this. Start looking. This is sort of becoming the second book, What Are the Solutions? And first off, this is where I'm learning a lot, because I never had a course in economics or anything. And so I'll probably have to talk with you, Jack, about or send you what I've written to see if I'm totally crazy or not. there's aspects of psychology, abandoning consumerism, basically all these things, choose sustainable entertainment, probably things you've not thought of before, cook and eat sustainably. In places I try to get make it light-hearted, like one of the chapters is called Goodbye Soccer Mom and things like that. And then here's the section, make your country sustainable. Sustainable healthcare, which is a big topic now, of course. And the great thing about these topics is, but no one you know, everyone argues about this stuff, but no one knows the numbers, you know. And so when you start looking into it deeply as a class, and you start realizing, oh, well, we do have all these problems with our healthcare system. Because 2 years ago, I would bring this up, and people say, yeah, we've got the best healthcare system in the world. But I don't hear people saying that anymore, because at least people learned a little bit in the last 2 years, but I think they still haven't learned enough. Yeah, make your workplace sustainable, and here we go, promote the teaching of sustainability. So I've gotten a bit written about that, and actually probably once I finish that, I can we can post it on the wiki or something and see what people think. One way to get students talking about this is to talk about current events. And these are two questions from my final exam. The one, of course, is on the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, which is an obvious one, especially for a geologist. But the first one, not so obvious, and that is, I've done research in China, and China's my case study in the book and all the ways that it's unsustainable. And so you may have heard of this rash of attacks against elementary students in China. So I describe that and say, okay, given what you've learned in this class about sustainability, can you explain why this is happening? And it turns out I got lots of different answers. But the one I was looking for was that, basically rapid change leads to instability. And they're becoming unstable as a country. And there are huge disparities in wealth now that they didn't have before. And that one of the guys at his trial said, you know, he was jilted by a woman and treated badly by her wealthy family, and you know, this resentment and everything becomes anger, and then they start lashing out at whoever they can lash out at, which is basically defenseless little kids. So weird things start happening when you have unsustainable government policies and things like that. And just finally, some tips. When you teach a course like this, again, a lot of these are hot topics, and my objective is to basically present the facts and let them draw their conclusions. I try to be objective, and a lot of them come in, they're big time environmentalists. You know, they don't want to hear things like, oh, we might need to use nuclear power and stuff like that. So I just lay out the facts and say, look, add it all up, this is how much energy we use, this is how much we can produce by renewable energy. They don't balance. So how are you going to come up with the difference? And so then, you know, they have to start thinking about that. And one approach that I find has been very effective in teaching and doing research for my book is you just look at what other countries do. And a lot of other countries are doing things better, specific things better than we're doing. And so you look to them as examples and think what might work in our country, what can we adopt? And finally, if you're going to have credibility as the instructor, you've got to try to live sustainably too. And so, and that's been one of my, in writing this book about sustainability, I'm doing everything I can in my life to become more sustainable, and it's not easy. That's one of the things they learn really fast, is it's not easy to live sustainably. Kermit the Frog said, "It's not easy being green," and that's to them. So you have to walk the walk, to not just talk the talk. And too many classes on this topic, just it's just talk, and I think you need to do more.
That was John Ayers from the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences. See the show notes for this podcast for a link to John Ayers' PowerPoint presentation from this event. You can leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this topic, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT teaching consultant to talk about ways you can incorporate sustainability in your class. Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.